Lillian Petershore was born and raised in Juneau. For most of her life, she had never heard of Jimmy Manning. Then, a few years ago, she was speaking with Tlingit elder Marie Olson, who mentioned him.
And it really intrigued me because she said that the ball fields in Douglas were named after him. And so I thought, here's a story that I can't let go of.
Manning was a standout player in Juneau's vibrant baseball scene before World War II, and one of the few Tlingit players in the league. A 1999 newspaper article described him as, quote, possibly Juneau's best homegrown player. His 1962 obituary called him the pride of Douglas. Manning was so respected that, in 1963, the newly built baseball diamonds in Savico Park were named the Jimmy Manning Memorial Ballpark. It's not clear when or why that name was lost, but Petershore, a member of the Douglas Indian Association, says it would mean a lot to bring the old name back.
Juneau, before anything else, is a Native community, and as such, our footprint needs to be very visible here.
Manning was born around the turn of the century, in 1903, according to one source. As a boy and a young adult, he quickly became a local star. Signs that once stood in Savico Park said he excelled at basketball. His obituary says he was a formidable track and field star at Douglas High School. But he was most celebrated as a baseball player in the Juneau City League in the 1920s and 30s. Fellow Juneau ballplayer Irv Hagerup wrote Manning's obituary in the Alaska Daily Empire. He wrote that Manning threw a, quote, blindingly fast ball with deadly accuracy, and that he was the first Juneau player to hit 3 home runs in a single game, and that in a single weekend, Manning pitched 3 complete games in 2 days, winning them all and striking out 27 batters. Manning died at the age of 59 in 1962 and was buried in Evergreen Cemetery. His grave is on the cemetery's map, but there's no marker there today. In Manning's obituary, Hagerup mourned his friend and the loss of historical figures like him. He wrote, "One by one they slip away and take their stories with them. We fill in the details as best we can, and the stories become partly fiction. Our neglect robs us of a rich story of factual history of this area." Petershore said she doesn't want that to happen to Manning. She sees a greater harm beyond the loss of factual history.
When my mother was alive, she used to say, it's as if this community has forgotten its original people.
There are 3 baseball diamonds in Savico Park on Douglas, north of Sandy Beach. That's where, in 1962, the city burned the Ta'akukwan village to make way for a new harbor, while most of the people who lived there were away fishing. Manning died a few months later, but sometime between then and now, signs that read Jimmy Manning Memorial Ballpark disappeared. Today, a larger sign denotes the whole area as Robert Savico Park. Savico was a former Douglas mayor. The words Anach Ye Andagen Ye are below that, in smaller letters, with no explanation. That's the name of the village the city burned. When Petershore first asked the city about the ballpark's lost name in 2020, Parks and Rec employee Colby Scheibler told her he'd seen some old signs in storage with Manning's name on them.
And I said, oh, gosh, Colby, will you please go down the hall and take a picture of those signs?
They were old interpretive signs made in 1982, a little rusty and with some holes worn through the print. There were 4 of them, bearing sanitized histories of Douglas Island, Sandy Beach, and the park itself. One presented short biographies of Manning in Savico. Here's Petershore reading it.
These ball playing fields are dedicated to the memory of Jimmy Manning, who many believe to have been the best all-around athlete in this community's history.
The sign said a little about Manning's parents and his playing career, and it said the ball fields were named after him on July 4th, 1963. But there was a lot more the sign didn't say.
Nowhere is there mention of his Tlingit identity, and yet we learned that Savico was Finnish Swedish. And, you know, I thought to myself, this is so interesting. This is such a continuation of the legacy of stripping away, you know? It was the Douglas Indian Village.
That could change soon. The city is working with Douglas Indian Association to make the ballpark Manning's again. City Manager Katie Kester said that during an October meeting, the two organizations decided that they want to do it right.
We tried to get the signposts installed so that we could move quickly, even with the ground freezing. And the consensus was more, let's give this time and maybe use it to tell a story. Lillian had ideas.
Peter Shore sees the effort as a chance to resurrect Manning's legacy and to help undo Juno's legacy of erasure. She thinks visible acknowledgments of Tlingit people in Juno's history could matter for the future.
I want our Alaska Native youth and all youth to read this signage and walk away from it with their shoulders pulled back, standing tall, feeling proud of Native history in this community.
In Juno, I'm Yvonne Kremery.